In the Warehouse District just east of downtown Los Angeles, an artist is working on his latest masterpiece. In this case, the paintbrush is actually a tattoo gun, and the canvas a patch of human skin. It's the only canvas that flexes and stretches at will, the only canvas that sweats and even bleeds.
Let me get you to stand up. Go ahead and turn your back to me.
He calls himself Mr. Cartoon, a name that certainly carries more star power than his given name, Mr. Machado. His richly detailed black and gray tattoos have become one of the most sought-after status symbols in the music world. If you happen to listen to rap or hip-hop or even pop, chances are you are familiar with Cartoon's work. His studio is lined with album covers he's designed, along with framed portraits of rap stars who scowl for the camera and show off their body art. His clients include some of the biggest names in music today: Eminem, Method Man, Travis Barker, the drummer from Blink 182, Justin Timberlake of NSYNC, and Beyoncé Knowles of Destiny's Child. The studio is designed to ease clients' fears about the sting of the tattoo gun. Forget the common image of the gritty tattoo parlor. Here, there's an overall feeling of serenity, a kind of homeboy zen. The textured walls are the color of a ripe cantaloupe, and religious symbols and Mexican folk art are everywhere. And in the center of the room, a plush leather chair. Cartoon's art is an ornate interpretation of the crudely drawn tattoos that grew out of California's prison system. With no access to colored ink, the inmates watered down black ink to create shadows and depth.
It's called fine line black and gray tattooing. And it reflects the streets of L.A., reflects religious icons and old cars, classic Chevys, white T-shirts and baggy jeans, and it glamorizes the way we look at life.
What sets Cartoon's tattoos apart is the intricacy. Details so stunning they almost look like photographs. Textures so finely drawn they almost appear to be three-dimensional. His signature is combining the vicious and the vulnerable. The Grim Reaper surrounded by a band of winged angels. The happy-faced clown holding a smoking gun. And then there are the women, amply drawn with pouty lips and killer curves, raven-haired Rapunzels with paisley waves of curls.
You use a lot of clowns, mm-hmm. a lot of skeletons. Uh-huh. All the men are tough, all the women are beautiful.
Uh-huh. It's a fantasy world, you know? We create a fantasy. You know, if you're going to have to wear that stuff for the rest of your life, you might as well, you know, be the ultimate image that you could conjure up, you know what I mean?
Another hallmark of Cartoon's work is formal Gothic lettering, a style called Old English. In Chicano street life, it's a symbol of authority and credibility.
It comes from the LA Times. How's the newspapers written, the titles, in Old English? How's a death certificate in Old English? How's a birth certificate, high school diploma? It's all in Old English. So what the homeboys figured out in LA is that if you write the gang name in that same lettering, it puts you up there with the police department or the military. You know, it made the name godly, you know? So fellas out here started putting, you know, that type of writing on their arms and on their stomachs and on their backs.
Today, Cartoon is applying that Old English lettering to a client named Eric Hoffman, a 30-year-old motorcycle enthusiast, you might even say fanatic. He's having both forearms tattooed.
Down this side is going to say choppers, and then this side is going to say for life.
Choppers, as in motorcycles, big bikes, Harley Davidsons. Cartoon pulls newly sterilized needles out of their packaging and explains how his tattoo career got started. In his mid-20s, he was a street-trained artist, painting murals and silk screening.
I started tattooing about 8 years ago. I started practicing on my best friend, Estevan.
That's a good friend.
That's a good friend. But he gave it back to me. He started tattooing on me, and he's a photographer.
Were you using the kind of equipment that you use now?
I was using homemade tattoo machines that we made out of cassette motors from a Walkman radio and guitar string that was sharpened. Kind of an old prison technique.
As Cartoon's technique improved, he began working with an up-and-coming rap group called Cypress Hill. His best friend, Esteban Oriol, made the introduction.
He started doing all the artwork for Cypress Hill, started doing all their tattoos, all the album covers, all the logos, all the t-shirt merchandising. So when we would be on tour, on all these tours, Lollapalooza, Smoking Grooves, our own tours, other bands would say, hey, you know, where are you getting these tattoos? Oh, our man in Cartoon in L.A., he does them. So when you get to L.A., here's our number. Make sure you go see our man and get your tattoo right there. That's how, you know, he broke into the hip-hop scene.
Cypress Hill got me started as far as my first big name. Eminem put me over the top.
Eminem has provided Cartoon with the kind of publicity money alone can't buy. He's a walking, talking billboard for body art, with tattoos emblazoned on both shoulders, both forearms, and one wrist. He wears them like a badge of honor, showing them off with muscle shirts and flashing them on magazine covers.
Basically, he came into the studio and he says, I want a tattoo. I want a tattoo. I go, well, what do you want to do? He goes, I don't know. So I had to go into his brain and say, well, let's get into your life a little bit. What's never going to change? What's happened in the past? And so we put the mushroom with the skull, with the woman, with the city. There's his name, you know, his nickname. That stuff's not going to go out of style for him.
A few years later, Eminem returned, and this time he knew what he wanted.
You know, the guy gets his daughter's portrait put on his arm. And he gets both of their names and some roses, and it's kind of a dedication to the greatest part of his life, you know. Gets his daughter, who's, to him, probably the whole reason he writes music.
Cartoon won't say how much his tattoos cost, but there are reports that his fees range from $300 up to $20,000. And Cartoon's empire is expanding beyond tattoos. He and his friend Esteban Oriol are now business partners. They market clothing, jewelry, and leather goods, all under the Joker label. Their products are sold throughout the U.S. and in Mexico, Canada, Europe, and Asia. Japan alone accounts for 25% of their revenues. Esteban explained that the East L.A. low-rider look is so popular there, they decided to take Cartoon's act on the road.
They set up these tours. They're called, you know, Mr. Cartoon Tour. And it's him tattooing in 13 cities for 5 days at a time. We went to all these cities, and they seen in the magazine, they said, I got to have a Mr. Cartoon tattoo. So now they got the lowrider, they got the clothes, they shaved their head, and they got the tattoos, you know?
Cartoon and Esteban have taken a lifestyle stereotypically associated with gangbanging and turned it into a cultural commodity. The irony is that they've also turned it into an engine of upward mobility, and not just for themselves. In the warehouse space surrounding Cartoon Studio, a staff of almost 20 work the phones and package shipments of Joker label garments. Many of the workers are young men, like Tony Garcia.
Esteban and Cartoon are my role models. They come from where I came from and made it, and they didn't have to change to do it. They did it their way. So they're like inspirations to me. They show me that I can be myself, be who I want to be, and still make it.
What would you be doing if you weren't here?
On the streets. Bad things. Real bad things if I wasn't here.
Cartoon's business is booming, and he has worldwide acclaim. The money's great, but it's really about the art. Watching him work as he maneuvers his tattoo gun, his body is hunched in tight concentration. But on his face, an expression of pure bliss. I want you to fast forward 40 years from now.
Uh-huh.
You've now got sort of a geriatric hip-hop population wearing these tattoos. Will they really keep them for life?
As far as like, will people start getting them lasered off and stuff like that? I don't think so. I think by the time 40, 50 years, they're going to have other problems like emphysema, stretch marks, some kind of divorce or something. They've gone through 3 other hairstyles, and they've turned in the leases on 10 cars. The tattoos are still going to be there. They're still going to remind them. You know, tattoos are going to still look good. That's going to be their fountain of youth.
One final note, for those too squeamish to take the tattoo challenge, not to worry. Mr. Cartoon is now marketing temporary versions of his finely detailed tattoos.